لقد سمع الله قول الذين قالوا إن الله فقير ونحن أغنياء سنكتب ما قالوا وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق.
Allah has heard the saying of those who said, Allah is poor and we are rich. We shall record what they have said and the facts of their slaying the prophets unjustly. And we shall say to them, Taste now the torment of the fire. Allah is poor and we are rich. This statement was made by the Jews when the Quranic verse Al-Baqarah 2:245, Who of you will lend Allah a goodly loan was revealed. The Jews began to make fun of it, saying, Look, God has now gone bankrupt and has begun to beg of his creatures for loans.
ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد.
That is in recompense for your own deeds. Allah does no wrong to his servants.
الذين قالوا إن الله عهد إلينا ألا نؤمن لرسول حتى يأتينا بقربان تأكله النار قل قد جاءكم رسل من قبلي بالبينات وبالذي قلتم فلم قتلتموهم إن كنتم صادقين.
To those who say, Allah has directed us that we accept none as messenger until he makes an offering that the fire will consume. Say, Other messengers came to you before me with clear signs and with the sign you have mentioned. So why did you slay them if what you say is true?
فَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقَدْ كُذِّبَ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ جَاءُوا بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالزُّبُرِ وَالْكِتَابِ الْمُنِيرِ
Now, if they give the lie to you, then other messengers who came with clear signs and scriptures and the illuminating book were also given the lie to before you.
كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور.
Everyone is bound to taste death, and you shall receive your full reward on the day of resurrection. Then, whoever is spared the fire and is admitted to paradise has indeed been successful. The life of this world is merely an illusory enjoyment.
لَتُبْلَوُنَّ فِي أَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ وَلَتَسْمَعُنَّ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ وَمِنَ الَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا أَذًا كَثِيرًا وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا فَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ
Believers, you will certainly be put to test in regard to your properties and lives, and you will certainly hear many hurtful things from those who were granted the book before you, and from those who have associated others with Allah in His divinity. If you remain patient and God-fearing, this indeed is a matter of great resolution.
وَإِذْ أَخَذَ اللَّهُ مِيثَاقَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ لَتُبَيِّنُنَّهُ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَكْتُمُونَهُ فَنَبَذُوهُ وَرَاءَ ظُهُورِهِمْ وَاشْتَرَوْا بِهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا فَبِئْسَ مَا يَشْتَرُونَ.
Recall when Allah took a covenant from those who were given the book. You shall explain it to people and not hide it. Then they cast the book behind their backs and sold it away for a trivial gain. Evil indeed is their bargain.
لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم.
Do not think that those who exult in their misdeeds and love to be praised for what indeed they have not done, do not even think that they are secure from chastisement. A painful chastisement awaits them.
وَلِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ.
To Allah belongs the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and Allah is all powerful.